Our High Calling. Pure Remedy for the Soul. January 30th. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 103, verse 3. Christ has given us his word, that men and women may be thoroughly furnished with a remedy for all spiritual diseases. The word is a test of human character. It points out the disease and prescribes the remedy. In the Word is a prescription for every spiritual ailment. The plain commands of God will exert a healthful influence upon the mind and upon the whole body. If taken in faith and faithfully practiced, its remedies are infallible. Before the humblest is opened the promises of the Word of God. God declares, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally." James 1:5. He will never be sent away empty. And the man who lives by every word of God will improve in mental and moral capabilities. He will have a clearer understanding than he manifested before he opened his heart to the entrance of the word of life. Connected by faith with the living source of wisdom and knowledge, the mental powers will grow and expand. While the powers of the intellect were under the sway of Satan, the whole man was deformed. But when the power of the truth is brought into the heart, it influences the entire being. The Lord has uttered his voice in his holy word. Those blessed pages are full of instruction and life, harmonious with truth. They are a perfect rule of conduct. Instructions are given. Principles are laid down which apply to every circumstance in life, even though some particular case may not be stated. Nothing is left unrevealed which is essential to a complete system of faith and a correct line of practice. Every duty that God requires at our hands is made plain. None will err from the right path who meekly and honestly take the Bible as their guide, making it the man of their counsel. Depend on this. If you study the Word of God with a sincere desire to get help, the Lord will fill your soul with light. Your work will be approved of God, and your influence will be a savor of life.